on the Rebel Sports Network from Learfield, live from Born and Raised. This is the Tony Sanchez Show, presented by Fenley Toyota. This is your home for the UNLV Rebels. Now with Caleb Herring and Steve Cofield, here's the voice of the Rebels, Russ Langer.
And a very hearty good evening to you from Born and Raised, the official home of the Rebels on the road. We don't have, not quite a packed house here, but close to it. A lot of folks out here tonight. Beautiful night. And if you haven't been to Born and Raised, this is the place. If you want a sports bar where you can see just about any sport at any time with screens all over the rooms. Yeah, that's plural, rooms. Great bar, great food, 24 hours, excellent service. And tonight we visit with head coach Tony Sanchez, Caleb Herring, Steve Cofield are also here. But this is a week that the Rebels, unlike the Rebels have had in a long, long time, one of their biggest wins in years. 23-point underdogs. They upset San Diego State 27-24. Coach Sanchez.
How are we doing tonight?
Not too bad. How are you doing tonight?
Doing good. You know, yeah, it was a big win last week. Excited about that. Really happy for our guys. We've been working hard for a long time. And you know, the biggest thing, you know, people say, well, you know, God, you know, I had to get done. Guys just kept their head down and kept on working, stayed positive the entire time. And, you know, if you do that, you give yourself opportunities, and we're excited to be heading to Hawaii this week.
That'll be tomorrow. Team will be traveling tomorrow. We're going to get into Hawaii and the team and what they feature, but what type of routine do you set up for the guys in Hawaii?
Well, so we'll do our normal day tomorrow. So they'll come on in. We'll do all of our regular meetings, watch film. We'll hit the field, do our regular walkthrough. And then, you know, leaving there, it's kind of nice. We'll wake up Friday, get them a good night's sleep, and then we'll go to the stadium. We'll do our pregame practice, you know, so we'll be there for about just over an hour, hour and 10 minutes, and it'll be fast and be furious. And then we'll come back to the hotel, and we'll give them a couple hours to just walk across the street and go hang out at the beach a little bit. And by 3 o'clock, they'll be back in the hotel, and then it's time to get back to business. So a lot of guys have never been there, never seen anything like it. And I think one of the worst things you can do is take them there and say, don't touch it. You can't, don't look at it. I mean, it's just unrealistic. You know, that's how you cause problems. So our guys, you know, we did it last time. It worked well. They'll come back in. We'll do our nightly meetings and get them to bed and wake up on game day.
What was the single biggest reason why the Rebels beat San Diego State?
Well, it's usually the same thing every week. We were 53% on third downs, and they were 35%. We were 100% in the red zone. They were 75%, and we were even on turnovers. So you win third downs, you win the red zone battle, even in the turnover battle, most likely. And then the biggest thing is, you know, we were the more physical team that night. We rushed for 199 yards. They rushed for 89 yards. So, again, when you have that kind of disparity in rushing yards, that's a big, big deal. And not many teams can say that when they play San Diego State. So that was it was really good for our teams. Played really physical, one on third downs, one in the red zone.
So, go ahead.
Coach, we talked a little bit before we came on about the way the team played kind of loose and free out there against San Diego State. Could you talk a little bit? I know you said they put in work and they just kept putting their head down and going to work. But on Saturday, for whatever reason, they just played loose and free. Could you talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, it was just our message all week was just, hey, you know, it's funny. We actually use a John 15 verse, you know, and it's just, you know, sometimes you got to prune the hedges, you know, and what that means is get rid of your insecurities, get rid of the things that are in your way that are, you know, stopping you from being successful, stopping you from being the best version of yourself possible. And, you know, sometimes our fears paralyze us a little bit. And sometimes, it, you know, what we're going through in life, you know, weighs heavy on us. But when you get rid of all those burdens and you let those things go, that allows you to grow more fruitful. And you know, the guys went out there and they played with a lot of energy. And you know, I usually don't approach it that way, you know, with the guys, but I just felt like they needed a little differently. And that was about the tone of the speech before the game. And you saw the guys with a big smile on their face and just walked out and played good football.
What do you appreciate most about this team?
Consistency. I mean, again, you know, they've been through a lot of adversity. You know, you see the mounting injuries we've had on the defensive side of the ball. Obviously, losing a guy like Armani early in the year took us a while to catch stride, and you know, and we had some definite setbacks. But our guys are showing up every day. I mean, what we see is what goes on in the hallways, what goes on in the locker rooms, the attitude they bring into the film room and stuff. And no one's ever pointed fingers. No one's ever been a boo bird. Everyone's just always been, hey, you know what? Just keep on working, keep lifting the weights, keep taking care of the classroom, keep doing the little things that'll, you know, that'll make us better. So I appreciate their consistency no matter, you know, what situation we're in.
I talked to you before the game on the field, and you said, I have a good feeling about this. You also pointed to the pregame ritual. It's not really a ritual because it was a one-time thing, but watching The Ultimate Fighter 1, and there was a lot of elements to that beyond just the fight.
Yep. You know, it's funny. We showed a Griffin Bonner fight, and you know, and we talked about, you know, the UFC and where it came from, and you know, we talked about the Fujita Football Complex and how that's being built, and talked about how that stemmed from a lot of it from the success of that fight that night, because it built a brand in mixed martial arts that the, you know, the world's never seen, and it literally started, you know, from two guys going through that showcase. And you know, you listen to the story about Griffin putting everything he owns, and you know, in an 8x10 storage shed, and you know, if he doesn't make it to that final fight, what's he gonna do? Go pick up his stuff and find a place to live and find a job, I guess, right? But he fought his way into his career, and Bonner did the same thing, and you know, that really transcended the sport, and it's kind of what we're trying to do. Sometimes, you know, we got to stick our stuff in a storage shed and, you know, keep our head down and go to work. And I think one of the biggest things watching that fight, though, we watched it in entirety. We watched all three rounds, all 5 minutes, and the guys at the end of it was like, this is the real life Rocky. I mean, these are two dudes. It got to a point in the fight where it wasn't about winning the fight. It was about refusing to go down. Two guys that were not going to be knocked out, that were going to be standing on their feet when it was all said and done. And that's what we asked our team to do. No matter what happens this year, no matter what we've been through, make sure you are standing on your own 2 feet when it's all said and done.
And speaking about, because not just the fight before that you watched, but the fight on the field on Saturday, that's exactly what it seemed like. How did it feel going into the fourth quarter in the late stage of that game, knowing that you're going toe-to-toe with, you know, the big bad Aztecs, and that your team's in the fight and they're still throwing punches?
Yeah, it's kind of funny because we talked about it on the show last week where San Diego State's a team that finds a way to win. They have the confidence that something good's going to happen, and sometimes you kind of feel like at UNLV we're waiting for something bad to happen. You literally saw our guys in the fourth quarter running around, smiles on their faces, having fun, enjoying it. There was no fear. They weren't worried about something bad happening. They were literally could not wait to get the opportunity to do something. You know, that last punt we had at the end, I mean, I can't believe they called that penalty. It was ridiculous, but whatever. So we got to punt the ball at the end of the game. And Charles, who had fumbled earlier, was a big pivotal play, right? He comes up to me and he says, "Coach, sorry about the fumble. I promise you I'll make this tackle." And he beeline, he does it. I mean, that was awesome. I mean, he could have easily had his head down, didn't have a carry after that, but he's like, no, I'm going to make this right. And everybody seemed like they had that energy.
The other thing about it is we talked a lot throughout the course of the season about the importance of finishing. And this time, the Rebels really seemed to maintain that edge defensively throughout.
They did. I mean, they played well throughout the entire night. I mean, you know, San Diego State got some things. You know, they got some points on the board. They're a good team. But, man, when we needed to, we played well. You know, early in the game, we had a third and two and held them to 1 yard, forced them to punt. And then we had a third and three, and we held them to 1 yard and forced them to punt early on in the game. And then at the end, how many times have you seen a team with a chance to win the game at the end with the ball, and they do it? They go down, they try. For us to create that stop, it was unbelievable. Evan Ostry, we talked about earlier, Caleb. Evan Ostry, you know, he finally just freed himself of the fear, turned around, which he needed to do so many times, and knocked that ball out. To me, that was a huge play. And then Jericho stepping in front of that slant. So we weren't waiting for them to make a mistake. We were waiting to make a play.
It's interesting you mention those two, because the secondary has been just so badly damaged by injuries left and right. And you talked about Jericho, and you talk about Evan Ostry, but also Demetrius Gibbs with a very, very big game of his own, and he wasn't alone. I mean, Javon Whitecomb had a couple of big plays too.
Yeah, you know, I thought that was a really good move by Skip early in the week, saying, hey, you know what, you know, when they're in 21, 22 personnel, we're going to put Javon at the safety spot, add an extra backer to the field, and it matched up well because who he'd be going against most likely was a tight end anyway. And his run fits were violent all night. I mean, he was running and hitting, and he set a tone for the game, which was big time. So Gibbs played more of a linebacker this game. You know, he played in the box, you know, and kind of a little bit of a 4-4 look at times. And, man, he played physical. That was the most physical we've seen him play all year. We've been on his tail all year about being physical and not playing like a nanny. And he went out there, and, man, he got after it. I was proud of him.
So not too many people in the front seven play like nannies. I know the secondary is going to get a lot of credit because of the in-game heroics, Jericho Flowers and Evan Osh is making those two plays. But the front seven, I think, really set the tone for the game. Which, if you could point to, I know different times of the game, but if you can point to one, which do you think had the more lasting impact? The front seven coming out and setting the tone, or the secondary finally coming around and making some huge plays down the stretch?
Well, you know, I think I really want to say the front seven, but what happened was the secondary played so well that it freed Coach Skip up from having to protect them. you know, and so it allows you to be aggressive at the point of attack. It allows you to go ahead and do different things. When you're having one of those games, and you've seen it with us, where, man, we're just giving up chunks in the back end, all of a sudden it's like you're afraid to give too much pressure, right? Because
right.
those guys are hanging on an island, start dropping guys, and all of a sudden you're not getting much of a pass rush. And so our guys did a really good job in the back end, enough to let that front seven just do what they do. And when you went back and watched it, the one thing, I mean, Solanoa Wiley and Kolo Isike, man, they gave those guys all they could handle. They were constantly in the backfield. They were pushing those guys back. I mean, it was unbelievable to see. You know, our ends did a great job. Outsie, Roger Mann. I mean, those guys were all over the place. And Farrell Hester had his best game as a Rebel.
And we should point out that San Diego State's offensive line, maybe the biggest one you played this year.
By far. Bigger
I think
than
bigger SC. Than yeah, bigger
yeah.
than USC.
Both tackles are 6'7", guys 6'5", center 6'3". Not one of them lays, I believe, less than 320. They're aircraft carriers. Yeah.
One thing to point out as we talk about what we touched on intensity, you know, Max Gillum, not just handing the ball off, but he's out in front blocking after handing it off.
Yeah, that big run, I didn't know it until I watched the film, but I was like, oh, my goodness, that big run that Lex had, 75 yards. You look up at one point, and Max is in front lead blocking.
Yeah.
You know, it's like Bugs Bunny, right? He throws the ball and hits the ball. You know, I mean, it's like, yeah, he handed it off, and all of a sudden he's right there in front, and I was like, wow, look at him go. But that's the kind of energy the guys had all night.
Talk about him. Darren Woods, I think, set the tone with his big play on offense as the slant. He took about 70 yards. Couldn't quite get it into the end zone. But then you mentioned, too, on that play, the effort on a number of parts. He was also from behind the play trying to get down there and throw the touchdown-making block. So I guess like a full-fledged effort. It seemed like everybody bought into whatever was being called. Nobody's heads were down. Everybody's trying to be a part of getting the win. And on Lex's run, as he's zigzagging all around the field, it seemed like everybody was trying to get down and get in on it.
No doubt. I mean, they played with a high level of energy all game. And you know what? And the most important thing is, you know, if you're going to win games, players have got to make plays. You can't just participate and just play hard. When the opportunity shows up, you got to make plays. Brandon Presley, one of the biggest plays of the game, is when he catches that post route down the middle where we get the pass interference. If he doesn't fight through those two guys and make that catch at the two, there's no guarantee we score a touchdown there. I mean, that could be a field goal, could be 0 points, but by him fighting through that and making that play, that was big time. Darren, again, breaking some tackles and getting us down in there. Pantels, who's not had a great year up to this point, drilling two really important field goals. I mean, Lex doing what Lex does. Defense, you know, making plays. Like we talked about Jericho and Ostrom, you got to make plays to win a big game like that, and that was great to see guys consistently make big plays.
I feel like, in a way, Caleb's holding back on one thing. There was one guy down the stretch who physically was not up to snuff.
Who's the one guy?
I'm loving you the softball.
Are we talking about Coach Sanchez here, who was not up to snuff for the physicality that was on display
possibly,
at Quapis?
Possibly.
The chest bumping days are over.
So if you're listening and you're not sure what we're talking about, I'm sure you can find it somewhere on Twitter, in the Twitterverse. Coach Sanchez, in the fired up nature of what was going on, the comeback, the fight that the team was exhibiting on the field, Coach wanted a part. Right?
He wanted
to celebrate, get in there.
Called
he
Matt
just
Brayton
picked the
out,
wrong guy.
Hit
just
my chest a couple times, and next thing you know, I was on my way head first into the ground going, what did I do?
Alignment, assignment, and technique personified.
Yeah. And to his credit, those in the stadium that weren't looking at him didn't see it happen. They didn't see it happen. But it was a nationally televised game.
Well, the funniest thing is when I walked on the bus afterwards, I saw a bunch of guys just cracking up. And I'm like, what are you guys looking at? And they all showed me their phones. Man.
Amazing. Well, the Rebels have had some misadventures late in first halves. It's happened numerous times. And this time, the San Diego State Aztecs scored with less than 30 seconds to go until halftime to take a 14-13 lead. So what did you tell the team at halftime?
Yeah, you know, right there, right where we need to be. I mean, we just, you know, as we clean and our whole thing, and we coached hard that night. I mean, if anybody watched us, it wasn't like, hey guys, it's gonna be okay. I mean, like, we were in people's faces, we were getting it, and the kids wanted it. They were feeding off it. So afterwards it was like, you know, damn it, you know, that the first drive of the game cannot occur. We gotta have 7 points on the board. Right. Missed a couple of throws, right? We had an errant throw on a third down, we could have extended a drive. You know, and you know, defensively, you know, did good, but you know, you just can't give up that drive at the end, you know. So our guys, they knew they were right in the game, and you know, they had a confidence too, because I think when you go and you're playing as physical as we were, it gives you a lot of confidence coming back out.
I think you talked a little bit earlier about the UNLV kind of state of mind where you're waiting for something bad to go happen. You talked earlier about it. I think that point in last week's game was in the third quarter. I think San Diego State created some separation, got up by 11. And usually, I guess the mindset would be, well, there's the bad thing. We were playing good for one half, and they got away from us. It's going to roll downhill from here. How did the guys fight against that? What happened? Was there anything particular that you saw that guys getting fired up, or was just continuing the fight?
Yeah, it was just, hey, keep playing, guys. Keep on playing. We're all right. Just keep on playing. And that was just kind of being echoed on the sideline. We're all right. Just keep on playing. It just kept saying, obviously, everyone just kept repeating that, you know, and our guys, they just kept on playing. Nobody panicked. You know, I thought Barney did a really good job of problem solving the whole game and, you know, being really patient with the run game. You know, we told Lex, you know, hey, one of these is going to pop. I mean, we kept telling them all night because we kept getting four and five, and like we were one guy away. Safety was coming into the box making the play, and we knew that, man, if we got them slipping one time, we'd have a chance to go, and sure enough, we did at the end.
Take our first break now, the Tony Sanchez Show. A lot more to come, and in the second half of the program, we have a conversation with between Steve Cofield and wide receiver Darren Woods. This is the Tony Sanchez Show, the UNLV Sports Network from Learfield.
Traffic. It can be more stressful than that last-second Hail Mary pass. But Nissan changed the game. Nissan Rogue has available Nissan Intelligent Mobility, like ProPilot Assist, that can start and stop in highway traffic all on its own and help keep you centered. Nissan Rogue. It's a game changer. Get to Nissan, proud partner of the UNLV Rebels. ProPilot Assist is an available feature and cannot prevent collisions. Always monitor traffic conditions. Keep both hands on the steering wheel. See owner's manual for safety information.
Anyone can do delivery, but when you consider the source, only Smith's can bring you the fresh, delicious food and quality products you already know and love. And no matter how you like to get your groceries, Smith's makes it easy with store pickup. Or if you like, you can choose delivery too. So now it's easier than ever to check out while you're chillin' when you shop online with the Smiths app or at smithsfoodanddrug.com. Try it and see.
A great time! Your entertainment destination, the South Point, invites you to experience the ultimate
great time
under one roof.
Bowling,
dancing, a live show, a movie, delicious dining, and one of South Point's 11 restaurants. So much to see, so much to do. You won't know where to start first. This week, make it a South Point week and discover for yourself why the South Point is your entertainment destination for a great time.
Imagine an ER waiting room with your favorite blanket and pillow, your cat's Pixel and Widget, and your mom's chicken soup. At Dignity Health, we know the only thing worse than being in pain is being stuck in an ER waiting room. So we offer In Quicker. You get an estimated ER arrival time online so you can start your wait at home. It's just another way of putting leading-edge medicine within easy reach. Learn more at strosehospitals.org/ER. Dignity Health, including St. Rose Dominicans, Rose de Lima, San Martin, and Siena campuses in Henderson and Las Vegas. Hello, human kindness.
Insurance doubt can pop up when you least expect it. Like when you're a rideshare driver and question if you're covered. Or when you park too close to a driving range and wonder how to claim 125, 26 dents. Or when you look up car insurance online and end up in a search result rabbit hole. If you have insurance doubt, call a AAA agent, visit a branch, or AAA.com/outsmart. Outsmart insurance doubt. AAA. Outsmart life.
Diamondback Land Surveying is your one-stop shop for all your professional and technical land surveying needs. They'll provide everything you need for your next site. No job is too big or too small for Diamondback Land Surveying. Whether you're building a block wall or mapping the next Taj Mahal, Diamondback Land Surveying does it all. Call them today at 823-DBLS. That's 823-3257. Or check them out at diamondbacklandsurveying.com. 823-3257.
Here in Clark County, we love counting Rebel touchdowns, the seconds until another victory, and the thousands of fans in scarlet and gray. We also love counting those who say, "Count me in," to helping a child in need. Our community has over 3,000 children in the foster care system in need of a safe, loving, and temporary home. Can the Department of Family Services count you in, Rebel fans? To learn more about how to support our children in foster care, call 702-455-0181 or visit clarkcountyfosters.org.
Findlay Toyota and football, it's the two things I love most about autumn. Falling prices on 2018 year-end clearance models means more chances to catch up on the deal you can't pass up. So take your running game right to Findlay Toyota and we'll do anything to sell you a car. Because I'm John Barr and I've got your back. Quarterback!
He'll do anything, he'll do anything. At Findlay Toyota, we'll do anything to sell you a car.
Four wideouts, two on each side. Back to throw, Gillum. The pass complete to Woods. Woods breaks three. 40, 45, 50, 45, 40, 35, 30, 25, 20, 10. He's down at the five-yard line. Darren Woods with a tremendous play. And that is 73 yards and a Rebel first and goal. And don't miss a big play while you're checking your phone. Access the Contour Sports app from Cox with voice control or through the main menu and get stats and scores on your TV screen. Without interrupting the game, visit cox.com/contour to learn more. We're at Born and Raised, the official home of the Rebels on the road, chatting with head coach Tony Sanchez. Caleb Herring is here along with Steve Cofield. Want to tell you a little bit more about Born and Raised, the promos during all UNLV games, and a couple left to go. $3 Bud Light or Mick Ultra Drafts, $4 Estrella Jalisco Drafts, $20 100-ounce towers of Bud Light and Mick Ultra, $20 buckets of Bud Light or Mick Ultra bottles. Also, there's a new happy hour at Born and Raised with 40 items to choose from, including all appetizers and sliders, all for $6 or less. And promos for all NFL games, which include the same beer specials I just mentioned as they have for the UNLV games, plus $5 Jägermeister shots, $5 Absolute Bloody Marys on Sundays. So all the more reason to stop by. Born and Raised, the official home of the Rebels on the road. Rebels with some validation. 27-24 win over San Diego State, no question about it. And you were talking to the team coach, and you were talking about the importance of neutralizing whatever negativity may be in their heads. I think that your words were, get that mess out of the way and go out and do what you have to do.
Yeah. Well, no, and it's like what I talked about earlier, you know, what the message was last week, you know, again, I mean, literally, you know, pruning the branches, just getting rid of all that bad stuff. You know, sometimes you get comfortable with what's around you, and you don't realize you just need to cut that stuff away. So our guys did, and they played hard. I mean, it was good to see. You know, you look early in the year, and you know, we had a chance to win that Arkansas State game at the end, and you know, just didn't get it done. You know, tough one there. You look at the way the Air Force game went down, 6-point game, had a great opportunity, and you know, to win that game at the end, didn't get it done. You know, San Jose again had a great opportunity in the fourth quarter to win that game, and we'd been there a couple of times. I mean, there's multiple times we've had a chance. So again, we were in another one of those situations where you're at the end of the game and you got to find a way to win, and our guys, you know, they did. They just hung in there. So you know, you give yourself enough chances, you're going to come up with some wins.
And the pregame pep talks, the drama that unfolded on the field, and then I think it all culminated. I think the message that you talked about before the game, the drama on the field, and then your message to the team after the game. I think there's some video of it that went on social media, and kind of the emotion that went into that kind of conversation. What came out of you there? What kind of feelings could you express? Based on what you were feeling when you were addressing that team?
Yeah, you know, when you see a group of people that you love so much, and, you know, it's players, it's coaches, it's, you know, equipment managers, it's medical staff, it's, you know, just everybody. I mean, all you guys, everyone who's around, who sees it day in and day out and grinding and, you know, cheers so hard and works so hard for this program. You know, when you're having lean times, it's good to see everybody smiling. It's good to see everybody feeling good about it and enjoying it and being rewarded for all their hard work. So, you know, my message was I'm proud of them because they showed up. Like I said, they've showed up every single day. We haven't had problems. We haven't had guys show up late. We haven't had guys miss. We haven't had guys, you know, pointing fingers at players or pointing fingers at coaches. Everyone's just shown up, and, you know, they know that we all got to own it. We all just got to keep working through, you know, and problem-solving this problem we're dealing with. And they did, and the message there was, remember, in life, you're going to go through some tough times. The only way to get out of them is to work your way out of them. There's no magic.
Rebels seemed to send a clear message right at the outset that they were there to win. And how big was that initial three and out with San Diego State right away?
It was huge because, you know, one of the things that they did, I was like, okay, they're feeling froggy tonight. You know, and when they got the toss and they chose the ball, you know, normally if you're a team that plays as good a defense as they do, and, you know, you figure, okay, we'll get a three and out and we'll take field position. Nope, they said, we're taking the ball and we're going to go right down the field and score on you. I mean, that's basically what you're saying. And we've done that a few times. You know, I mean, I get that when you're feeling it. And, So for us to three and out them right after they took the kickoff, I mean, that's a huge win because, you know, you're getting the ball at the beginning of the second half. So that was really, really big and set a tone. And, you know, right after that second play, Darren Woods takes it right down to the five. So you go from getting a three and out to a big, huge run, you know, catch and run by Darren Woods. And all of a sudden, you know, immediately you captured the emotion of the game.
Was the decision to use Jamal Neal, was that something that you had drawn up going into as an element of surprise?
Yeah, we talked about, Coach Justice had talked to Barney about running some belly. It's kind of an old lost football play. Not many people run the belly anymore, you know. And we talked about a way, looking at their front and how much they blitz and how much, I mean, they're, you know, they do some really unconventional things, but they're really good at it. We just felt like in those short down and distances, you know, if we, you know, you got Neal, we played running back in high school, and we, you know, we run the belly, might give us an opportunity. And three times we got big plays on, and that thing almost popped. The fourth time we called it, I was like, I don't know, man. I think they
went to the well once too many. Yeah, I mean, you talk about that first three and out, and then the rest of the first half, really. Not too many teams come in and really shut down the run game of San Diego State. That's what they lean on heavily. They had their premier playmaker back in Washington in the backfield, so you figured they were going to have a lot of handoffs going to him. They came in an I formation more than I think we've seen all season.
Right.
And for the Rebel defense to kind of take that punch to the mouth and actually punch back and say, no, this is not going to happen. What kind of effort went into that this week? Is that something that you kind of knew that you had to do, or was that just all effort on the field on Saturday?
Yeah, Skip did a really good job of messaging. I mean, just like really setting the tone for, you know, this is going to be a physical game. You know, you got to commit to it. You got to be downhill. Our guys read their keys unbelievably. And I think there was only one time where we had, you know, there were two stacked receivers and we lost one of them for a quick second. You know, got a 14, 15-yard gain. Mm-hmm. But other than that, they did a really good job off the play action, keying that stuff and still getting downhill and playing into the run game. So I was really proud of those guys. I didn't even realize it until tonight, but I guess they had, what, negative five? Or they only had 5 yards rushing in the first half or something like that?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, I knew what the total was. I didn't even know they had that at halftime. I just knew we held them down. So that's big. I mean, again, a team like that that, you know, I don't care who you are, Stanford, you know, Arizona State, anybody they play, you know, Boise a couple weeks ago, they're going to be able to run the football. So, you know, hats off to our guys.
Obviously, it was disappointing after that big play with Woods that you weren't able to get the touchdown, the overthrow in the end zone, but then you count another field goal. But getting points in the first two possessions had to be very big for momentum.
It was huge. You know, again, disappointed. I mean, we had a nice, great play call to Cody Scherf in the back of the end zone. You just can't miss that, and we did miss it. And then on the next play, we got another one to Lex, and we just kind of, you know, I guess too amped up, you know, overthrew him. But it was huge for Evan to get that first field goal because he'd missed a couple. And then that was huge, hitting a 45-yarder. I mean, that was big time, you know, with the struggles he's had this year. And we know he can do it. He's just got to get it right between the ears, and he did. So, again, getting points on the board is a big thing. You always sit there, though, and you think about the points you left on the field. You know, you're sitting there going like, seven's a lot better than six.
Charles Williams, interesting. Fumbled the ball away, and then on special teams – he came back with a big play. Take us through that. You're talking about that to us before.
Yeah, you know, again, you know, Chuck's, you know, coming off a big 100-yard game, you know, and he ran the ball hard. He did some really good things and just, you know, lost some ball security, and that was a real pivotal moment in getting that, having them, you know, recover that fumble. So for him to keep his head in the game, not get down, not be, you know, worried about it, and that last play when we were punting the ball, not second to last play, but when we were punting the ball, you know, he came right up to me and said, "Hey, coach, you know, I'm sorry about that fumble. I'm going to go make this tackle." So that was pretty good, you know, of him just being so conscious about it and, you know, wanting to help the team win.
So we're going to get to Armani Rodgers here in a couple of minutes. I want to go back to a conversation you and I had, Caleb, on Max and trying to figure out the San Diego State defense, because I never talked to you after the game and what you thought of how Max did. You explained to me that San Diego State has really unique blitz packages.
Yeah.
And you watched film years and years and years ago, and it finally clicked, and you got it.
Yeah.
How did you think Max did against that, you know, really quirky defense?
I think he did good because one of the keys that you found out is you're not always going to be able to get it blocked out. Like, sometimes they're going to get you because their blitzes are a little bit exotic, but you have to get rid of the ball quick. And I think when he did that, when he got rid of the ball quick, the slant to Darren Woods where he hit it right behind the blitz, and then there's a crease there. So those kind of throws – where you hit behind the blitz and they can go for a distance because they're committed so much. I think he did a good job of recognizing when it was coming. He did a good job of standing in there sometimes. Maybe not as accurate in the passing game, but he never looked really extremely rattled, which a lot of teams when you go against San Diego State, they're so unconventional. You don't really see a shell like that. They have what they call the Aztec, the Warrior, and the Aztec, or the safety role, how they play their defense. So it's a really different concept. So it rattles a lot of guys where they don't even look up at their routes. They just focus on the blitz and all this confusing twists and turns that's coming at them. I never saw Max look like that. I mean, he wasn't accurate on some of those. Coach mentioned on that touchdown pass he could have had. A couple other times on the third down, he went to the right place but just missed on the throw. So that was a good sign to see that he knew where to go and he knew what was coming from the defense. So I think handling the confusing nature of San Diego State's defense, I would say Max did a good job. Now just execute, hit the targets that you want. Like you said, get the touchdown and third down conversions.
No, I agree with what he's saying. I mean, it is a high – I mean, literally they're blitzing 90% of the time, and it might have been more than 90% on Saturday. They were just ears down and coming from all over the place. And I thought Max did a good job of settling down and not getting rattled. It's easy to get rattled against that.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Oh, yeah.
All of a sudden, you're getting your eyes are at the rush and not where they need to be. So good quick deliveries. And, you know, by the time, you know, we got later in the game, he really, you know, hit his stride and was playing well.
And, you know, it takes us back to a conversation. We don't have to get into the particulars off the air last week about watching film.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think people take for granted what goes on in the field. You're just reading and reacting. No, there's a lot of studying. And when Caleb told me, man, he studied a lot against, to get ready for San Diego State. And then suddenly it snapped in. Like, if you're not watching the film, you're not going to be ready.
And that's the thing. Like, especially at quarterback, every team, every defense has a tendency. Every defense has a give or a tell that they inadvertently, they try to avoid it. They try to disguise as best they can. But once you find it, and today especially where there's cut-ups of everything, third and long, third and medium, third and short, so you know based on the situation you're in on the game, there's a 75% chance, say, that they're going to bring this blitz from the field. And as a quarterback, it does wonders to know that that's probably what you're looking for. And then you see the indicator on the field, and it's, oh, right back to the film room. I know what's going to happen. He should be open. And that's like that's the head start of a quarterback. When you start getting into that level of the quarterback side of the game, it makes the game slow down so much more. And I think that's the next step of development for every – I think that's the biggest learning curve for every – especially quarterback, but every position on the field of making your steps in development from high school to college and then even another step in the film room in the pros. But like I said, San Diego State's one of those teams, though, that it's extra important because nobody else does what they do defensively.
Second half of the show still to go. This is the Tony Sanchez Show, the UNLV Sports Network from Learfield.
Make your car shine at the Showtime Car Wash on Rainbow and Warm Springs. Get your car washed with a 100% guarantee or your money back. Monday through Friday at $11.95, early bird special, plus window tinting and more. Uber and Lyft drivers get $3 off. Showtime Premier Car Wash on Rainbow and Warm Springs.
Insurance doubt can pop up when you least expect it. Like when you realize your home might be in a flood zone. Or when you realize you don't know what a deductible is, so you text mom and she replies with a 40-part answer. Or when you're ziplining and aren't sure if your wedding ring is covered. If you have insurance doubt, call a AAA agent, visit a branch, or AAA.com/outsmart. Outsmart insurance doubt. AAA. Outsmart life.
Diamondback Land Surveying is your one-stop shop for all your professional and technical land surveying needs. They'll provide everything you need for your next site. No job is too big or too small for Diamondback Land Surveying. Whether you're building a block wall or mapping the next Taj Mahal, Diamondback Land Surveying does it all. Call them today at 823-DBLS. That's 823-3257. Or check them out at diamondbacklandsurveying.com. 823-3257.
A great time! Your entertainment destination, the South Point, invites you to experience the ultimate
great time
under one roof.
Bowling,
dancing, a live show, a movie, delicious dining, and one of South Point's 11 restaurants. So much to see, so much to do. You won't know where to start first. This week, make it a South Point week and discover for yourself why the South Point is your entertainment destination for a great time.
Imagine an ER waiting room with your favorite blanket and pillow, your cat's Pixel and Widget, and your mom's chicken soup. At Dignity Health, we know the only thing worse than being in pain is being stuck in an ER waiting room. So we offer in quicker. You get an estimated ER arrival time online so you can start your wait at home. It's just another way of putting leading-edge medicine within easy reach. Learn more at strosehospitals.org/ER. Dignity Health, including St. Rose Dominican's Rose de Lima, San Martin, and Siena campuses in Henderson and Las Vegas. Hello, human kindness.
The Department of Family Services works tirelessly to ensure every child thrives in a safe, loving, and supportive home. But we cannot do it alone. Just like the Rebels need the offense, defense, and special teams working together to win, we need the entire community to come together as a team to support our children and their families as they work towards becoming whole again. To learn more about how to support our children in need, call 702-455-0181 or visit clarkcountyfosters.org.
Hey, ESPN's Neil Everett here telling you how to win big. Score a Nissan Titan just by customizing one. Go to NissanUSA.com/Titan Sweepstakes. Build your Titan, choose your school's colors, then register for your chance to win today.
Get to Nissan, proud supporter of college athletics. No purchase necessary. Ends 12-10-18. Open to legal residents of the 50 U.S. and D.C. 18 and older. To enter in for official rules, visit NissanUSA.com/Titan Sweepstakes.
He's going to hit one deep down the field. And it's caught! It's a touchdown!
There's nothing like that moment when your team clinches a win. The Friday night lights, all those Saturday tailgate traditions, hours in front of the TV on Sunday. Football means tradition. Whether you played or cheered along, the feeling of game day never ends. Join the community and celebrate the game. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Football Matters.
Take care of your car at Showtime Automotive Center. ASE certified mechanics, so no job is too big or small. Brakes, AC, transmission work, even oil changes start at $19.99. Showtime Automotive Center, Rainbow and Warm Springs, open 7 days a week.
And off Lexington Thomas, he finds a hole up to the 40, 45, 50, 45, 40. He's at the 35, 30, 25. He's at the 20. He's at the 15. He's at the 10, the 5. Touchdown, Rebels. Lexington Thomas breaks it, and the Rebels take the lead with 3:27 to go.
Might have been the biggest play of the year, Coach. Single biggest play of the year, perhaps.
The big run, Lexington Thomas.
Yeah, that was a heck of a run. I mean,
I'm not talking about the chest bump. I'm talking about Lexington Thomas.
Well, I didn't hear it. We had a little audio deal. I didn't hear what was going on. I was like, the guy running the bathroom. That was. I mean, that was by far. I think that obviously our biggest win of the year, and that's probably one of the biggest plays of his career. I mean, when you think about it, I mean, you know, tough situation. You know, we got opportunity to win a game, and literally, I mean, we got him about 14 yards, and he got the rest on his own. You know, I mean, he went down there just what great players do.
So Darren Woods was a big star in the game, 100 yards receiving. He's got 5 touchdowns on the season. He made a big block on that Lex Thomas run. I had a chance to catch up with Darren Woods Jr. today and started off the conversation the obvious way, just mentioning how big, how exciting that win against San Diego State was.
It was amazing, you know, just to know that the group of guys dug in fourth quarter against a highly sought out, you know, Mountain West team that's, you know, been at the top of the Mountain West for a few years. But just knowing that we had a task in hand, we had a goal and objective as a team to, you know, play a full 60-minute game, which they always play. So we really took pride in that this week of playing a full four-quarter game. And in the fourth quarter, we all stuck together as brothers, as teammates, coaches, as putting us in the right position to make plays. And the end result, we executed.
Were you on the field on Lexington's run?
Yes, sir, I was. I was backside when he broke out.
Okay. So take us through that run. What were you thinking? You know, he breaks through the line. I think he beat a blitz there. Where are you from an angle standpoint, you just mentioned, but, you know, what did it look like on the field?
From my point of view, I'm backside. I see the corner. He's lined up on me man-to-man. So I know I'm just going to, you know, outside release, get his eyes away from the play. And as we look backside, we see Lex kind of break out towards that second-level defender. He hit the sideline, and once he hits the sideline, you know, he goes into that fifth gear that nobody has. And we see him start to break. So I start to get on my horse a little bit. And all I'm thinking is, you know, our receiver coach harps on, you know, making those touchdown blocks, making those effort blocks downfield. So I get on my horse, you know, digging in. Even though Lex is a hard guy to catch, you know, I'm digging in, and I see my corner. He's coming in backside. So all I'm thinking is cut him off. And as I see Lex approaching me, he has the great vision to cut backside right behind me, and he beats the whole defense to the pylon. And we realize, you know, we're not looking at the score. We're just, you know, worried about the clock. And we look at the score, and we take the lead. And it's just amazing. All 11 guys rushing him, and he actually broke the record on the same play as he scored the touchdown. So it was just amazing. It was a great experience, you know, just being on the field with a great player, Lex, great teammates as well, him breaking the record and getting that victory touchdown for us all in one.
I thought the other cool thing was the interception by Jericho Flowers to clinch it, especially since the defense, and you guys have had some rough times, but the defense has had some really rough times. So for the D to step up, that was a real feel-good moment.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. The defense played excellent that whole game. You know, some guys were in some new positions, but they you know, they dug in, they got at it, and they did their assignments. They stayed assignment sound, and they played hard every game, every play, every whistle. And in the fourth quarter, we knew they were a fourth quarter team. That's what they take pride in, is, you know, getting it down to the fourth quarter and, you know, getting those late wins. So the defense, they dug in, stuck to their assignments, and, you know, read their keys, and Jericho made a great play. He was actually close to our sidelines, so, you know, a couple guys were encouraging him, you know, staying on his back, telling him, you know, dig in, look for this, look for that. He stayed assignment sound, read the quarterback's eyes, made a great play to seal the victory.
We're talking to Darren Woods here on the Tony Sanchez radio show. So let's get into a couple other elements. Best catch in the game. You had a long catch and run for about 75 yards. Presley's catch in the end zone on that touchdown, that was a pretty impressive one-handed catch. When he went down, I was like, I don't know if he caught that. But who had the better catch?
Oh, you know, I'm going to say me, of course. But, you know, me and BP, we go way back. We both came in, you know, our first year as freshmen together. We were roommates in the dorms. So me and him, we always have a little competitive edge. Even though we're in the same receiving room, we always, you know, want to compete with each other about, you know, who's going to score first, who's going to make the most catches, the most yards, you know, the best blocks. So, you know, we're always encouraging each other, but also, you know, having a little friendly competition. So just for him to see me make that big play at the beginning, and then for me to see him, you know, make that play in the end zone, it just encourages us to keep pushing each other on the practice field, to know that it'll show up on Saturdays, and we got each other's back to make plays for the team.
I'm going to go to an area of taboo, right? I might overstep here. So Evan Pantels hits a couple of key field goals. You kicked in high school, didn't you?
Yes, sir.
Do you – well, first of all, I never see you guys walk over to the kickers. Mm-hmm. So that seems like a rule. Like, just stay away. Can you understand what the kicker goes through? I mean, obviously you weren't kicking in college, but what Pantels goes through and the mental game, because really whatever you do next is the most important thing.
Right, most definitely. You know, a lot of people say quarterback is, you know, the hardest position in the game of football. And, you know, I do believe that, but arguably the kicker can be, you know, just as, you know, stressful, you know, knowing that even though they just have to go out there and kick the ball, that a lot of weight is on their shoulders, especially, you know, if it's a tie game, you know, we have to go ahead, or, you know, if we're down by two and they have to kick a long field goal for the win. Just knowing that all that pressure, everybody's stadium, you know, all 20,000+ people in the stands are looking at them, are looking at what they're about to do. And they just have to kick the ball, which is, you know, hard in itself, you know, kicking straight off the ground, you know, on different surfaces. You know, we always practice on turf. The San Diego State field was actually grass. So, you know, them being able to, you know, transition from two different surfaces and being able to execute at that level to, you know, make field goals, I just commend them. And, you know, the kickers always, you know, are putting in hard work, especially, you know, our special teams coach Burkett. He really has changed the whole special teams game this year and really, you know, made the kickers step up their game as what they do in practice, you know, after hours in the film room and stuff like that. They really have, you know, come a long way. And for just to see Evan Pantels, you know, keep, you know, knocking in those field goals for us, which are key points in the game, it's just I commend him, and we need him. At the end of the day, all those points matter, especially when it's close games like that.
We're talking to wide receiver Darren Woods Jr. here on the Tony Sanchez radio show. Right after practice, looked like the wide receiver group, maybe the tight ends were in there too, but you guys spent about 5 minutes after practice. What do you go over in a situation like that? What's the extra time for?
The extra time is always just, you know, to get that extra technique in, you know, whether it's catching, you know, low balls, high balls, you know, the rare balls that you do get in practice, or, you know, working releases, you know, different looks that the DBs may give us, because, you know, in practice, you know, stuff is moving fast, so we may not always get the time within practice while we're running plays to, you know, work on the extra things here and there. But our receiver coach said he always takes pride in us getting extra work after practice, being the hardest working group on the field. So after practice, we're always going to, you know, catch extra balls on the jugs, get extra releases, you know, get extra footwork drills after practice, just, you know, getting that extra, because at the end of the day, we know we have to play a full 60-minute game, and that coaches always say, you know, technique always dwindles away when you're tired. So it's best, you know, hit those things while you're tired so your body gets used to it.
I'm sure you're aware you got nominated for the Werfel Award before the season. It's part what you do on the field, part what you do off the field. Can you tell people in Las Vegas, what do you do off the field in terms of community work?
Oh, I work closely with Boys and Girls Club a lot. I'm actually involved with the organization called Team Impact, which puts me in a big brother role, kind of an ambassador role with a young kid who's involved with sports who has a terminally ill disease. So they put me in contact with them and their family, and I get to, you know, big brother him, mentor him, and, you know, just become a part of the family and, you know, be as transparent with the family as they want me to be. That's one of the things. I've also done some work with within the school as far as, you know, internships, stuff like that. Three Square, Goodwill and stuff like that. It's a lot, you know, to run off the top of my head right now, but I just take pride in, you know, being involved with the community, whatever it is. You know, the football program, the athletic department does a real good job of you know, getting the community service opportunities out there for us, and I always take pride in, you know, trying to help my community, put my best foot forward to help the community, because I know that there's kids out there and there's people out there in worse situations than I am, and I just have to realize that I'm blessed to be in the position that I'm in, and whatever I can do to help and, you know, further my last name and also the university's name and brand, I'm all for it.
Thank you for the time. Good deal with all the community work. We appreciate it.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
There you go. Darren Woods Jr. We'll go to break here and return in just a few on the Tony Sanchez Radio Show.
What do Vegas locals know that most visitors don't? That you can see snow in the distance on many a 100-degree day. That our home is one of the few places you might use the AC and the heater the same day. And that all that natural beauty makes this a great place to live. Which is what Yes Air Conditioning is here for. Since 1954, Yes Air Conditioning's strategy has been simple. We get your AC working and keep it working, so you don't have to think about it. Call now and have the peace of mind knowing that the Yes Man can. Call 888-4937 or visit theyesmancan.com. License 712-46.
Expecting an insurance company to look out for your best interest is like asking Cofield to stick to sports. It's not going to happen. I'm Justin Watkins with Battleborn Injury Lawyers. What's more important to an insurance company, their bottom line or your best interests? Don't go it alone and don't get ripped off. Call Battleborn Injury Lawyers and meet with me or Matt Hoffman. We will represent your best interest and work to maximize your recovery. If you've been injured, call Battleborn Injury Lawyers at 570-9000. That's 570-9000.
This Thanksgiving, Interstate Batteries would like to take this moment to say thank you. Thank you to all our first responders, the real everyday heroes who are there in our time of need. To all our volunteers who give of themselves so someone else's day might be a little brighter. A special thank you to all our brave men and women serving in the military who put their lives on the line so we can enjoy our freedom. As we gather with family and friends, let's all be thankful for what we have. On behalf of Interstate Batteries and all their authorized dealers, happy Thanksgiving.
Finley Toyota and football, it's the two things I love most about autumn. Falling prices on 2018 year-end clearance models means more chances to catch up on the deal you can't pass up. So take your running game right to Finley Toyota and we'll do anything to sell you a car, because I'm John Barr and I've got your back. Quarterback!
He'll do anything, he'll do anything. At Finley Toyota, we'll do anything to sell you a car.
Three wideouts. Back to throw Agnew. The pass is intercepted by the Rebels. Jericho Flowers. Jericho Flowers picked it off at the 32-yard line with 1:23 to go. And the Rebels will try to grind out the clock now. Brought to you by Dignity Health, where we know no one wants to be in an ER waiting room for long. That's why we offer a service that allows you to wait at home, because healing takes more than medicine. It also takes understanding. Learn more at strosehospital.org/ER. And now for our favorite sponsor.
Finley Chevrolet is your home for Woo! Come by today and see why thousands have made the switch to Woo! Finley Chevrolet, located on the 215 Beltway between Rainbow and Jones, Nevada's number one volume Chevrolet dealer. Find new roads.
That's almost as good as the chest bump, I'll tell you right now. Outstanding. It gets no better than that.
You got to ride that the rest of the season, Coach. I'm sorry. It's going to be brought up.
It'll probably be longer the season, but that's all right.
Born and raised, the official home of the Rebels on the road for the Tony Sanchez Show. We'll tell you about the Bar Plinko at Born and Raised. For all Sunday night and Monday night NFL games, guests can play Bar Plinko. It works this way. Every guest gets a paper jersey of an offensive player from that night's game. If your player scores, you get to play Plinko for a chance to win the following: tickets to an NFL game, passes for Pole Position Raceway, a car wash, appetizers, beer towers, shirts and hats. Bar Plinko at Born and Raised, the official home of the Rebels on the road. Coach, you've talked all year about the importance of your players being tougher than the situation. and this time rising to the occasion, down 24-13 and with two critical scores and some defensive stops to get that done.
Yeah, they did a good job of just staying composed. Again, you know, like you said, being tougher than the situation, just, you know, riding the thing out and just continuing to focus on execution. I mean, there was no panic. We just knew we had to go out there, get a couple stops, make a couple plays on offense, and chip our way back into it, and that's what we did.
Expand a little bit more on what you said to the team after the game.
You know what? I mean, literally, it was as simple as what I said. I mean, I told them I was exhausted. Couldn't wait to get back to the hotel and go to bed. And I was proud of them for all their hard work and everything that they had done leading us up into that point. And, I mean, it was just express my gratitude for them just staying in the pocket and doing the right thing.
We talk about the importance of momentum and confidence, and I think both obviously huge going into the Hawaii game.
It is. I mean, you know, late in the season, you know, we want to finish this thing on a good note and, you know, and build some momentum going into the next season and send our seniors off the right way. And we got a great opportunity. Hawaii is a team that, you know, came out of the gates, you know, just, you know, going a million miles an hour, chewing up a bunch of yards, playing good defense. You know, they've lost four in a row, but they're still a good football team. And the thing about them is they're very capable of scoring fast and often. So we have to do a good job of not letting them get in a rhythm. Easier said than done. You know, defensively, their big middle linebacker, phenomenal. He's an NFL guy. He's out. They just lost him a couple weeks ago. Big loss for him. But, you know, they're a team that's not a high-pressure team. They very rarely blitz at all. So it's one of those games that they're going to try to keep the, you know, the game in front of them. Very aggressive on special teams. So, you know, it's going to be a great chess match. We're excited about it.
This is a massive challenge for a team, you know, you guys who are beat up at cornerback. You going to go in the same situation, three cornerbacks, and then how do you combat that against a team that wants to throw 40, 50, 60 times?
Well, that one of the things last week that worked in our favor was the matchup. It was a great matchup for us. We're going to do some different things. You know, you may see number 11 Drew Techman play a little defense this week. You know, he's a wide receiver. He was highly recruited DB coming out of high school. We got to get creative with the thing right now. We just don't have, you know, we don't have bodies right now back there. So there's not many corners left, and we're really thin at the safety spot too. So the guys are just going to have to go out, and they're going to have to play a ton of snaps. New guys are going to get opportunity on special teams so we can take some of the burden off those guys that are in the secondary, but they need to rise to the occasion, and we got to do a good job of stopping their run game. You know, they're a team that wants to throw the ball, but it's funny, when you sit down and you break them down, they run the ball. It's not quite 50-50, but it's kind of like a 45, which you don't really realize. But it's nothing fancy about it, but they're shot, 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 zone, zone. The thing about it is you cannot allow them to get that run game going. You got to make them one-dimensional.
So when you talk about going against an offense that has the capability of scoring, putting up points quickly, does that at all affect your offensive game plan, thinking that you got to keep pace with them, or do you kind of do business as usual on the offensive side and just kind of lean more on your defense?
Well, I think when we're at our best, we're running the football. And it doesn't mean we're not going to throw the ball a bunch of times down the field, but when you look at it, especially early in the year, and you look what we did this last game, it's not like we had a ton of big runs, but first down, 4 yards, you know, then you get three. You know, we were able to churn some drives out, keep the defense off the field, you know, put points on the board. If we can do that on offense, that'd be a big deal. It limits their possessions. It doesn't let them get kind of the hot hand. You know, if you're a quarterback in a run-and-shoot team, no huddle team, you just want to be on the field as many times as possible. So keeping them off the field would be real important.
So let's talk quarterback situation. So Armani Rogers today, more active in practice, right?
Yep.
At least splitting basically the ones with Max.
Yep. He looked good. I mean, he looked good today. And, you know, I needed him to tell me he was ready to go. I mean, I'm not just going to throw a guy out there if he doesn't feel like he's ready to go. It's just, to me, I never thought that was the right thing to do. You can't force a guy to go in and do it. So right before the San Diego State game, he told me, hey, coach, if you need me tonight, I'm ready. That was music to my ears. It was great to hear that, you know. So going into this week of practice, you know, we said, okay, let's go ahead and start giving him more reps. And he's taken half of the one reps this week, which was really, really good, you know, getting him going. And he's had a good week. So we'll see how we're going to use him.
So this game gets Hawaii. It was kind of a makeshift rivalry. I think they put the official stamp on it now with the trophy and everything like that. So now basically you finish the season with two rivalry games. Does that look exhausting? I know it's kind of a short week in the way you got back Sunday night instead of, you know, usually on Saturday night. Has that added any extra oomph to get the guys fired up to go get this win?
Well, we knew even before the season started this was going to be a heck of a run, you know, because, you know, San Diego, you can't fly out after 10, so you have to stay the night. So as soon as you wait, you know, as soon as you land, the whole team goes right into the facility, and we, you know, lifting weights and doing treatment, we go right into the film. So it's a tiring, tiring day, you know. And then you have the turnaround, you know, getting back out there, and then coming back, we land on a Sunday again. So, I mean, it is a grind these last couple of weeks. So, it is what it is. You know, I mean, having two rivalry games in a row emotionally going to take a toll on you, but just two college football games in a row do too. So I think we need to go out, focus on this one game. You know, we go out there, fight our tails off, you know, and it would be a heck of a victory to get for our guys and, you know, going into that last game of the season. So, you know, one at a time. But I know our guys, they're excited to go, and it'll be nice to get on the road and get to a beautiful place.
It's almost a tale of two seasons for the Hawaii team. They started off so well, but they lost four in a row, and the four losses by a combined 113 points.
Yeah, you know, I mean, they came out of the gate, and they're, you know, because you never know year in and year out who you're playing, what the record's going to be like. There's a lot of perceptions, and a lot of the perceptions don't mean anything by the year's end, because then you look back and see how teams did. And, they had a schedule that they managed really well early on, and then they kind of got to the, you know, that hard meat and potatoes, you know, tough, and they've run in kind of a wall. And but they're good. I mean, you can just see that there's some little things getting in their way. They had a bye week, so they had a week to rest up, get themselves healthy, talk about it. They need to win one of the next two games to go to a bowl game. And we know exactly what that's like. We went through it last year. So we're going to do our best to make sure this is the one that they get to enjoy.
All right, we've got our final timeout on this edition of the Tony Sanchez Radio Show. Before we take the timeout, we'll let you know that if you're looking for a great car deal, remember, nobody sells or services more vehicles in the state of Nevada than Findlay Toyota. At Findlay Toyota, they'll do anything to sell you a car. Back with our remaining moments with head coach Tony Sanchez. This is the UNLV Sports Network from Learfield.
Make your car shine at Showtime Car Wash on Jones and Tropicana. Full service hand washes, detailing, and more. With a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Monday through Friday, $11.95 early bird special. Uber and Lyft drivers get $3 off. Showtime Premier Car Wash on Jones and Tropicana.
Findlay Toyota and football, it's the two things I love most about autumn. Falling prices on 2018 year-end clearance models means more chances to catch up on the deal you can't pass up. So take your running game right to Findlay Toyota and we'll do anything to sell you a car. Because I'm John Barr and I've got your back. Quarterback!
He'll do anything, at Findlay Toyota. We'll do anything to sell you a car.
The Learfield Director's Cup, the highly recognized mark of distinction in college athletics across all divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow your favorite team's pursuit for excellence in this prestigious annual award through thedirectorscup.com, USA Today, or at L Director's Cup on Twitter or Facebook. Learfield Director's Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics since 1993.
A great time! Your entertainment destination, the South Point, invites you to experience the ultimate
great time
under one roof.
Bowling,
dancing, a live show, a movie, delicious dining, and one of South Point's 11 restaurants. So much to see, so much to do. You won't know where to start first. This week, make it a South Point week and discover for yourself why the South Point is your entertainment destination for a great time.
Make your car shine at the Showtime Car Wash on Rainbow and Warm Springs. Get your car washed with a 100% guarantee or your money back. Monday through Friday at $11.95 early bird special, plus window tinting and more. Uber and Lyft drivers get $3 off. Showtime Premier Car Wash on Rainbow and Warm Springs.
Welcome back to Born and Raised, the official home of the Rebels on the road. About a minute and a half left in this one. Rebels at Hawaii, 6 o'clock kickoff. And the Rebels will be going up against the Rainbow Warriors. Caleb, what do you remember about going to the islands?
I remember some unforgettable experiences. I think the one that sticks out is Pearl Harbor, going to see there. I think that was off the field, obviously. I was unfortunate. I was never able to beat the Rainbow Warriors in Hawaii, but I did take that back. It's the only time I've been, and I got to watch or got to go visit one of the most historic places, I guess, in U.S. history, Pearl Harbor. So that was an emotional and unforgettable experience for me.
Pearl Harbor is a place everybody should see. Remarkable, remarkable place. I had a chance to go there. You've been there, of course.
Coach. Yeah, I have been. You know, I got lucky enough when I was actually coaching at Gorman, and we took those guys over there because we were there for a couple more days, and I got to actually drive the boat up to you know, the Arizona and park it at the monument. So that was kind of a neat experience.
Steve, you've been.
I have been. It's awesome. I actually thought you said forgettable experiences for the games there, because that is the challenge, is making sure that players are concentrating and it's not a vacation.
Yeah. You know, my first year, we had an opportunity to go up there. Actually, it was my second year. And we went up there and we got a great win. And, we handled it the same way we're going to do it this week. So just got to lock them in.
Thanks, Coach. Thanks, everybody, for listening. And the Rebels at Hawaii coming up. This is the Tony Sanchez Show, the UNLV Sports Network from Learfield. Good evening, everyone.